Sold them to anybody.
You're gonna make this public cracker.
So put him on speaker. Russell's gonna call you. Shan's gonna bring the meeting board because I'm gonna start recording now.
All right, let's bring. Have any public comment?
Russell or?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
That's Russell, right?
Hi, Russell.
Russell.
Is Leo on yours?
I told him to call me.
Leo, can you call us, please?
He's calling someone.
I have called the number on WebEx.
And did I give him the wrong number?
I have called the number on WebEx.
Russell, can you hear Leo?
I can hear you.
Oh, he's on WebEx right now. So Leo, did you get an email from Elena?
A new email?
Sorry, this is so problematic. Okay. When Leo gets in, we can have him, he wanted to speak. So whenever that's convenient, but we can approve the minutes and then.
Okay.
I got ideas. Oh, my God.
Getting a whole village.
Seriously, I'm so bad at that. I don't like how they face. What's wrong with them?
I love them. All right. Well, has everyone had a chance to look over the meeting notes from October? We didn't have a meeting in November. So. Want to have any questions, changes?
We'll just do a quick roll call too.
Oh, yes, sorry.
It's all right. We've got Shannon Eilis here.
Shannon Knight.
Tanner Woody.
Heather Jones.
And then Josh Chaney and Josh Carter absent. And then Russell Williams.
Say hi.
Hi, Russell Williams.
Okay.
Leo Groner is trying.
He's trying.
We can hear him. He can't, just can't hear him. Okay.
There, fantastic.
Councilor Groner, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I apologize for the technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on. We've had trouble with this system up in this room all day. So I apologize, but now you're on speaker. So we just took roll call and we're going to do the minutes and then I hear you want to speak. So we can give the floor to you.
Just to hear my role as liaison, I'm not explicit, I want to say, I just want to sit in on the meeting.
No, great. And if you do want to comment, we'd be happy to hear. We're going to go over the report with some of our achievements, talk about goals for next year and challenges. And I drafted up, I also sent that draft in an email, but I can pull it up on the screen too for people to view. Russell, did you get my draft via email?
Yeah.
I've not looked at it yet.
Okay.
All right.
Moving right along.
We are going to approve the meeting notes. We were just asking if everyone's had a chance to read them. Want to have any changes they want to make?
Fine with them. I will move to approve the minutes.
I will second.
Eyes?
Aye.
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Okay, and nays, I think we were unanimous, so.
Excellent.
Okay, all right. Just circling back to public comment. Leo, did you have anything you wanted to just to say?
No, I'm virtually here to this.
Okay. All right, then we will move on to the 2023 EDC report.
I think I emailed you guys the report from last year. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it or not, but I do have copies here if you want to look at it again, just for reference. I think the most part of interest is probably the goals, because the goals relate a little bit to the achievements. So here's a draft. And this is just a draft. So you can offer feedback, suggestions, edits, additions. So there's four copies, it's 2 pages. I'll need your help with challenges and goals. But yeah, Shannon, if you just want to kind of go through this, we can talk about it. Russell, I emailed you the draft, so you'll have to pull up your email just because I can't screen share. But Lou, I can screen share if that would help you.
Looking at the annual report, is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I emailed the 2022 for reference a couple days ago, but I emailed the draft 2023 today. So, okay, great.
Okay, so take a look through this, especially the accomplishments, I mean, the meetings, date, location. Any changes to that unless you see an error. So we have down as the accomplishments that we have developed a work plan based on the 2023 goals listed in the 2022 report. You want to take a look at those?
Yeah, they're on the second page of the 2022 report, which I also gave you a copy to, Shannon. And then,
but when you are talking about the goals referenced in the annual report, are you talking about here on the back of the second page?
Yeah, so I think what we did last year was we developed this report, and then we created some goals. Then we developed a work plan that was based off these goals, and we added some sub goals. So the achievements on the 2023 are somewhat in line with the goals, but they're also just part of the work that I did. So,
So look at the 2023 accomplishments. Is there anything that you feel like is missing? Particularly looking at the goals that we set last year.
Don't we know, maybe they changed the format, but I thought, oh, there it is. There's just nothing. There's only one thing that the challenge. So I was like, isn't there a challenges section?
Yes. And that, I think you can
it's
add
like
to
a different
that.
Small print and I didn't see
on the second page.
Yeah.
There you go.
Second page.
Yeah.
Yeah, like last year, I think a lot of people often have that there's a lack of direction or clear goals. So
it's on
yeah,
and I think the year before that. So
well, I'm happy to include that or not and add any additional challenges.
I would say one of the challenges I've had with this group is understanding what we are. We're business support or economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I, you know, clear identity on what our job is supposed to be? Because, like I said, in the past it was economic development, but right now it seems to be more business support.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to understand what role of the.
It's a very philosophical question, actually.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah.
important.
And is that guideline we get from the city council?
Well, then we probably have bylaws that say specifically right. what we're supposed to do, but that's not what we did. So that's why I was struggling, a little bit of frustration on what we are.
What is it economical to, right? I mean, that's.
Well, economic development is really growing the tax base of this with business for the city to increase tax dollars for the city more than necessarily supporting the businesses. I mean, it's part of it by
yeah.
creating places for businesses to go. and making it easy to do business so that.
Which will increase the tax base.
Exactly. But the real need of economic development is creating revenue, tax dollars, tourism, jobs, and everything like that.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Yeah, I think in the, if we look under West Lynn.
I don't think it's in the municipal code.
It's in the.
Well, I don't think it's code. I think it's, I don't think it's chart.
This is, it might be.
On the economic development page, it usually will have the link to the each CAG usually has on their page a link to their bylaws or whatever. And they're in that, I don't know if it's necessarily code, but they're all in the proclamation kind of things that the city does. I don't know if they're actually technically in the code.
That's like one of the things that council agrees on every term, maybe.
I don't know if, I think the group actually, we updated our bylaws on CCI this year. So I think it's when the group decided.
Group did.
The group did if the council approved it.
Yeah.
But.
So they had maybe adopted every.
So it's like whenever you think you need a change.
Yeah.
You know, because we were struggling with the same thing, like identity on what we were supposed to be working on.
Yeah, I forget where it is.
So it should be just an economic development page. And it's usually on that, or the CAG, the page for the CAG. I don't know, I say not in the municipal code again. I go back to that page. Yes.
Excellent. Oh, here it is.
Oh. No, I don't think it's there. I think if you scroll down and ask show where economic development is, look there and then click on that. Yeah, there you go. And then scroll down. It's usually like a PDF there. It's a work plan. Usually, no, usually that's.
Is there one sidebar FAQs?
No, it's not. It's in the code. I used to have it saved somewhere, but. Anyhow, we digress.
Yeah. I mean, it's not important, but maybe something you look at next year is really looking at what the goal of the group is supposed to be. That would be my suggestion. I won't be here, so you guys can do whatever you want.
You're not going to be here?
That was my struggle.
So is your seat open for vacancy?
Yeah, my term is done.
I think it's here somewhere. Community advisory groups, economic development committee.
Our bylaws aren't on this page. It sounds like they need to.
Yeah, you might not have bylaws for economic development. Like we have them for CCI, but you might not have them. So it might be a project you guys work on bylaws.
Yeah, it might just be a general.
Yeah, there's general rules on like, you know.
Can you command that there? With any special?
That's why I didn't think it's in the meeting. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So anyhow, yeah, no, I think you make a great point. I mean, it would be canceled. The council's priorities, I think I sent out before, and the role with the EDC related to their priorities are the only thing that's really listed is related to the EDC is helping for long range planning projects. So I think that that would be something that I would suggest along with more clarity is, are there any specific economic development projects? That's what I need help with. If there's anything that you really, there's specific, like do you want code amendment changes? You know, do we want to do an incentive program? Do you want to bill?
Yeah.
I mean, I think because a lot of my job has been grant administration business support, that's been the focus. So in my opinion, I valued the input, but I don't think there's a need. There hasn't been much of a need, and that's why much of the achievements are advising on my work, but not implementing. So if there's something that you're like, hey, let's rewrite the economic opportunities analysis. Let's find money to do this. Feel free to share you know, ideas.
That's for me.
Yeah, please.
Okay, it strikes me that one of the major initiatives the council has is the TIF on the waterfront. And the general plan is to develop that with mixed residential and commercial construction. So I think, you know, that clearly implies within the Hollywood some economic development. And so will I be twice as humid as paint? Or may become competitors, or may become compliments to what you do. But it seems to me that you want to be reactive to it.
Yes, very much so.
So the goal setting is Leo recommending we have a goal of reacting to TIF?
Well, I think one of our goals that we put down for this year was under number 3, where it said Highway 43 economic development and planning projects.
Yeah.
We had support the planning department and advise. We actually had the TIF in there, the development of the TIF and then advising on the waterfront plan and vision 43. So I think including the TIF, and I had taken it out in this draft, but because I have asked about it with administration and the community development team, and it's sort of right now just in the helm of administration and finance. So, but I think a lot of these long range planning projects do, we need to kind of keep waving our hands saying, how do you want, you know, I keep kind of asking, how do you want my role and us to fit into that? And so, you know, I can make my recommendations and do some of the work that I continue to do, but I think you're right, counselor. And I think if there was something that we thought would be helpful to that project long term, maybe I have the city manager come, you know, he's technically the community development director as well, and he's come to meetings before. But again, it's like, what could we be doing now in 2024 that will help, you know, these projects? Is it one of the things that I wanted to do as a passion project I did not put on there is to continue to work on the data piece. I've been in touch with the county and other organizations to really beef up, like, what do we have in the city right now? I mean, I have the Sierra, but really, like, if I could spend time just how many, you know, all the details. I got some market analysis data from some of the consultants that are working on the long range planning project, but also the county. People are see that development is beginning to happen here, and they're asking these same questions too. Where are there going to be spots for things? You know, so it'd be nice to sort of have a beefier data set too. How many women owned businesses are there? What are the major industry? So that is one sort of thing that I would like to keep working on. But yeah, as it relates to the larger plan, I mean, I can just do my part in trying to ask for help with planning. But yeah, if we can have any sort of sub specific goals, you know, like, yeah, that would be great. I've asked planning to come to continue to update us, but
well, yeah. What I would say is, I would change the word support and change it to be more involved or something stronger, because I think the role of the EDC personally in these planning projects is to kind of ensure that there's a mix of business and residents in these projects. And I mean, in theory, that's how the planning is going, but in theory, if the community says we don't want to see any businesses, mm-hmm, and we only want to see homes,
yeah,
we should have a voice saying, no, we think it needs to be more businesses because we have no space for businesses. So I think that it needs more of an active role in it instead of just supporting whatever it is because the plan could not agree with enough to them.
That right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And do you think like advise is a better word or?
That's why I said be involved in.
Yeah.
Or take an active role in.
And then, yeah, because that goes into like the sub points of the TIF. So, I mean, we're talking kind of about those action items that we want to involve ourselves in. One would be, uh similar to the bylaws, I guess, is. And the charter, involving ourselves in the charter process, there's going to be amendments to that. Of all the future, that's something that I'm not going to be surprised is going to happen, between the marijuana talks and, just overall charter updates, maybe having like so many businesses. Business slots and types of businesses is one that I would think of. So, you know, if we have. 50 restaurants open up over there, like that might be the initial thought. But what if we want to have a bakery and the community wants a bakery, but that just doesn't happen because there's not an available slot for it. So having like types of businesses.
Yeah, so one of the things you could do, like in the actual process, right, they're going to be setting in these, both these Highway 43 and waterfront plans, they're going to go through and create the zoning and all the code for the zoning. So one of the things we've argued for a while in some of the zones that are, like we have this office business zone in, that's only like in the one spot by the 205 and 10th Street intersection there, is saying that there has to be business on the bottom floor. There could be no living on the bottom floor. So you could influence code like that. That's what EDC could have influence on that code when they go into writing that code to make sure that mixed use means business on the bottom.
Exactly.
So it doesn't stall residential.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just talking to one of the planners before we met about, I'm a cousin of talking to them about how can we keep kind of create this community development communication on our own so that like this kind of conversation can happen. And he said, we should sit down, we've talked about sitting down and looking at the code. And this is where you, and I thought this could be a great project for the EDC to look at the things that are preventing business friendly climate. Like there are some things that I'm starting to hear about that I didn't know about the permitting process even, that are just, because they go to them first. And so we have integrated work really well, like with the assistant planner who does business licensing and does the signage. We collaborate with finance and we've improved the process quite a bit, but that's where you guys could come and say, oh, we've talked about the fees and incentive programs, but I like what you're saying. The planner that I was talking to, it's like there are things that just make it difficult. There's just a big review process. Like there's a change of use and then it has to look at building and things like that. So I kind of like, I like that idea because I think you guys have done that in the past before I was here. You've talked about.
We just did it with CCI.
You've tried to do those are the way bigger change happens. It sort of is it's a grueling process, so, but it makes sense.
We did it with Scoot Truck.
Yes, food truck, and then other
code, with the,
code things.
The cider house we had. So the code at the cider house, that commercial code did not allow for brewing because it's industrial use only. So we changed the code to allow for these micro industries, right? Big Minimums is already down there illegally with the code. So it was kind of easy to say, well, they already have it. Because they didn't know it wasn't part of the code, but it, when the cider house went in, they tried, you know, they went to the building department and they said, no, you can't build that this year because the code doesn't allow
those.
So changing that code to allow for, and we don't have any light industrial in the city at all. So if we can, some of that waterfront is regular industrial, but if we could change it to light industrial, people hear industrial and freak out about it, right? But light industrial can hold things like gyms and breweries and that kind of stuff in light industrial that people really would want. Light industrial rents are way cheaper than commercial rents. So having some of that light industrial would make it a lot easier for some other businesses to come in if we had some zoning light industrial.
Okay. So let's add under, I think that should go under, I mean, in, if you guys are still open to keeping this format for the goals, sort of, I kind of like it. I don't know, does it work for you? is the support options and tourism development, economic development and planning. I am hoping to get my job description sort of not revised, but like honed in a little bit more as we move into, because I feel like the position's shifting a little bit as these larger projects come in. And it's like, okay, well, what, so should there be a focus on redevelopment? Should there be a focus on these other pieces that are still in the planning phase, but we need to be thinking about them. So how about adding something under number three that says involved with business related zoning changes, or I'll come up with something. I mean, I can run it by you guys.
What CCI did is we just had basically sign off on the waterfront's, what was it, their outreach program. And so, so whatever items were going through there, we had signed off on it. So we could just sign off on their proposal and we could have a draft editing phase with their proposal.
I think if they're, when we get to that stage, they're, the working group for both the long range planning projects that are talking about these zoning changes will be bringing some items to us for review. But I think what we're talking about here is we could also take a look, have a work session around what's existing and make recommendations too.
Yeah.
More proactive and.
And I don't know what all those little things are, but we can have a planner, we can have a planner come and we could talk, because I know that there's, I think, something with the signs too that might not be that friendly for businesses. That, you know, I forget what it is, but there's little hoops like that that I think would be very helpful to have you guys get your eyes on and be like, oh, let's get that. So I'll add a bullet under there related to this, but I hear what you're saying too. That is another topic too, but we do want to get, I think Russell Williams, Russell, did you see my email about the working group?
I saw it, but I did not get to read it.
Okay. I was talking to the lead planner on the highway or Vision 43 project, and Russell owns a business down on Highway 43 and is also a citizen, but we were talking about getting a representative from this group on that working group. So Chris is going to reach out to you. I don't know if you guys have other suggestions, or Russell, if you would even be interested, but
Russell should be on it. Sorry. Advocating for this, right?
Yeah. I think he's a good representation.
But then what we would do is have Russell provide updates, but we could also, we could try and create some synergy between that planning project. Russell could lead us. And there's a baby on this. Are you open to that, Russell? Okay. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Great idea.
Okay. Great. So that's getting ahead. But John Floyd is the lead planner on the waterfront plan. Just so you guys know too, all of the working group sessions are streamed on YouTube too. So you can actually see there is some draft information out there, and it's very much focused on economic development. So the fact that these are called long range planning projects, I get it, because we're working on what Shannon's exactly saying, zoning codes, use first. But where we're headed is what Councilor Groner's saying, what I'm saying, what we're all saying, is that we need to be thinking about strategies for these other things that are coming. And that's where I'm trying to, you know, get ahead and keep talking to administration and community development about how this all morphs, because there's a lot of tourism in this plan too. So tourism is not in my current job description. We've just been kind of, you guys have brought it to my attention. I think it's very much a part of the economy here, but a lot of people don't really see that. But it's something I think I wanted to ask you about, if that's something we should continue to focus on. Really for next year, I'd love to just have one or two or three projects to do and just kind of keep plugging away at those, because I think that's the most effective. But
tourism is really the only way to keep small businesses in business in.
in this.
Westland doesn't have enough customers by itself.
Yeah. And the draft waterfront plan is very when I read that, all I saw was, here's a consultant who's saying, this is a lot of tourism stuff, which is good. I mean, yes, it helps with small businesses. I mean, I think our biggest challenge in Westland is the lack of hotel, the non-friendly short-term rental laws, I think are huge issue in tourism development. There's
very
no place for people, very non-friendly.
Bordering aggressive.
Yes. Yes.
But tourism does not necessarily mean, like, they call the beds and heads, or it's all 50 miles away or whatever. You still need that local tourism of people who are here to launch their boat from Milwaukee or Glasgow or wherever, you know, Portland. A lot of them come from Portland. They come and launch their boat and then they eat at the restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that. So you need that local tourism too.
Yes.
The tourism is not always about needing the hotel.
I think it's very important too. And one thing the Chamber of Commerce and I have talked about is creating like a little bit of a workforce around tourism, getting parks involved, historic Willamette, and, you know, talking about these different things like McLean House or, you know, just little strategies. I think you're right. It's like if somebody's going to come and go to the waterfront or go to the fly fishing shop, maybe there should be then that's where the dining passport is, you know, or that's where those kinds of things. I mean, historical Willamette has done a great job.
Yeah.
But it's sort of now thinking about the bigger.
Yeah.
The bigger.
Well, there's more to Westland than historical Willamette as well.
Yeah.
I ran into someone today, historic Willamette, and I was talking about the other restaurants, and she's like, really? She just happened to come to join a friend for lunch, and she had no idea.
It's true, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The entire other side. Yeah.
43
yeah. Yeah. That, yeah, there's a huge need for that identity. And I know it's in our goals,
but the higher 43. But once the waterfront is developed, if you think about how that will be, that'll be a huge tourism growth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Huge tourism.
So,
and connecting that to highway. Like, and that's what the long range plan for Vision 43 is. Hopefully it's called a connectivity plan too, thinking about all these things, because they do. That was another thing I left off.
Restaurants that you can go sit on the water. Like, not even in Portland are there very many restaurants that you can go.
You're gonna see balls.
Like, that's gonna be
huge. Should we keep Highway 43 business group on here? I took it off because I had to develop it, but I mean,
I'd like to see it on there. And before we skip the tourism thing, I think to your point of getting multiple people together, maybe even having a marketing section, I feel like that falls more under the marketing idea of Westland and not necessarily tourism, right? I think how do we market what we currently have and get that out there in advertisement?
Yeah, and I think you make a good point, because I think I put that as one of our achievements, but, or it's something that I'm working on, is creating a website, a tourism website. And I heard from other people, I had mentioned it in passing, we've always thought that Westland needs something like that, but it would be great to have Explore Westland and put up all these things, kind of like the way there's a business support hub, and then we can talk about all of our assets, you know. And Shatrine from the Chamber does a great job sort of continuing to develop tourism, and I'd like to continue to support her in doing sort of some of that work. I can work with her, but she's really plugged into Mount Hood Territories and Travel Oregon and Heroes Oregon. So if we kind of keep building that relationship like we did this year, I think that would be great. But that leads to also the wayfaring and signage project that we do have American Rescue Plan Act dollars for, that council allocated the last, well, that's the 2022, you know what I'm talking about. But I do want to ask you guys, we're getting ahead, ask your opinion about that, but I think that that is the sort of larger marketing and branding story that is missing from Westland. People know that we need to look at that. Branding a whole city is a huge project. Signage is a huge project. And
some people think we need to wait to do that until more of these other plans are developed, the waterfront and the Vision 43. Some people say just go ahead and do it, and then you can change out the signage. So anyway, we may not get to that, and that's okay. I'm meeting with community development about that in the new year and creating a focus group. So, but I am going to kind of keep that, bringing that to your attention too, because it's kind of, it's a community development project, but it's also, it is tourism and it's economic development, but it goes, my goal is to continue to bring all the stakeholders together. So I would want somebody from the EDC, parks, our comms branding team, admin, historic William at the chamber, because, and then even public works and then all these people that are going to be implementing this, everyone has to be involved in the conversation. So
I will say,
but if you have any thoughts.
I was president of Main Street when we got the initial grant for the wayfaring. And
I know there's a long history with signage too in the town, I think.
Well, yeah. The way it was originally thought up by Historic Limit Main Street that we got the grant for was more tourism-y or whimsy than public works got involved and decided that couldn't have that. Everything had to be the uniform sign.
Oh, okay.
So if, since Lance is going, if it could go back, we can have this conversation when we get into that. But if it could go back to what the original concept was, I think it would be a much better sell to the community than touring.
No, I'll make a note. Did anything get implemented or any funds used? Do you know?
No, we never get to give the grant because Lance said we can't do that. It has to be matching with the whole city. And you've got to hopefully the whole branding thing. And
that's another question.
We had to lose that grant money because we got shut down by it. And when we get to that, I can show you some examples. I still have some.
Oh, okay. That would be, I'll kind of make sure to keep you involved because I think we can create a focus group. And I know there are these pieces from history, but I think too, it's important to think about when we get everybody involved. Yeah, what is the story? What is the brand first before we start developing signage? But we can think about the spots. We would hire a consultant.
We need a consultant to do.
Yeah, we would use the funds to hire a consultant. So, and then there, you know.
And maybe just in the marketing director. Because it's economic development and that is within the scope. So
yeah, the communications relations coordinator for Westland would be definitely involved because she manages the brand for the city. So we would bring her in for sure. But okay, yeah, that's just something that I'm going to keep plugging in, but we're bouncing all around, which is good.
One other thing I really wanted to get to with the challenges with the visual feedback too.
Yeah.
It's always fun too about challenges and goal setting. Being on the same page here because every challenge must be reworded as an opportunity. So challenges me, I mentioned the same thing with CCI, which is just having more numbers on things and having more quantitative data and feedback that we can utilize within our decisions and advisements. So goal setting is having certain metrics that we're meeting within the actual goals to see, like, so being a vague, someone, anyone could look at this and be like, you didn't do this or you did do this, right? Like, it's completely opinionated at some point. But if there's like a quantitative aspect, then we know we did need this, so we didn't need that. So.
And give me an example.
Yeah, you can do.
I mean, I know what you're saying. I think it's more like, if we were doing like a survey and it had like this amount, or you saw, if you're trying to build a certain business retention expansion, you knew this.
Okay, many. Business retention, NPS scores for business owners within Westland.
Yeah.
And based off region.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, how likely are you to recommend a new business open up shop in Westland instead of somewhere else? Right? Like, that's your NPS score idea.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying with data too, I think.
Yeah.
It'd be great to spend time on that.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you know, they're doing a little bit of, I did listen to the waterfront meetings and.
Market, the market analysis.
Yeah, they did have some market analysis in there that was fairly interesting. I mean, they're recommending basically, and this is why I said we should be active as economic development, because they basically think that there's less demand for, you know, office space particularly since COVID and people are working at home and stuff like that. So
that's right.
They are not suggesting any office space go in. I would disagree because we know office spaces are in, so that's why it's the expensive. So they're basing it on, you know, industry standards, but in a place where we have very 4% of our, or no, less than that. I don't remember what it is, but it's less than 4% of our land is dedicated to business, that's zoned for business, versus most cities have 20% of their land dedicated to business. So if you're basing a metric on, yes, does Tualatin need more office space? Probably not, because they have a ton already. But when we only have 4% of our land as business,
and then a small percentage of that.
I mean, maybe flex space is more of a solution than dedicated.
Yeah, the McDonald's has been closed for like 3 years now, right? Even though I think they're finally changing up the stuff on 43 across from my Fair Burger. I haven't been paying attention to the construction, but I think
they
made some progress over there. So some items.
We should take a look at those market analysis on the waterfront. Anything else you can see for the goals for next year? We're almost to the end of the time to talk about the report. So is there anything else? Russell, is there anything else you want to make sure is included in goal setting?
No, not specifically. I like to Chan's point about office space in the West, maybe nationally people are working from home, there's no need for it. But if you look at what's happening in Portland, it's driven all of the businesses outside into the suburbs and Westland is missing out on any of those, because we just don't have space. So they're going to other cities.
I think it would be cool. We've talked about, I know Josh Carter, who actually I have something to read from Josh Carter to add to the notes too on this, but we've talked about like this business resource center kind of hub place that could start really small. But I've often thought it would be cool to have a co-working space, kind of like a multifaceted space, and something like that would work really well in West Lynn if it had like a place where a couple makers could share space. You could have a business resource sort of small center, and there'd be occasionally workshops, and then there could be office space. So something like that I think could work very well.
Fantastic.
And I think down what either was on the waterfront, or I mean, if we could design sort of a model around that or continue to, I know Shannon and Alice and I are going to talk to Rob Campbell from the Small Business Development Center, because we're always kind of continuing to talk about the business support stuff. We just keep, I think I kept that on there, Business Resource Center program. And incentive program. I'd like to draft something up for you guys to find a way to help with the business licensing, whether it's a refund or they work with somebody for a year and we get back. But I think we need to be more visible about being welcoming to business. I think I've done a lot of administration and kind of made like the toolkit is also another accomplishment I didn't put on there, but just little, those little things, it's like, they're all great.
Yeah.
But then some more larger moves, some visible stuff. And yeah, if I could create, if I could work with whoever's doing market analysis work on the projects and provide them with the data that I have, work with the county and come together and just like have a really nice picture of what is actually happening. And then that's also available on the website. That would be really great. I did talk to the county and got this demographic report. I'm also updating the community facts page on the West Lynn. This hasn't been updated in like 10 years since using 2010 census data. So I think that is actually, if I have your back on that, I can take that to my supervisor and spend some time on this.
Yeah.
That stuff I think is very important, because that's actually going to help with the larger economic development work, which I haven't had time to really focus on.
Yeah.
But I think as soon, if I don't do it, someone's going to come to me and ask me these questions, and I'm not going to have the answers. I mean, I have a rough idea.
Right.
You know, of what's happening, but, you know, I actually have had a couple businesses who are trying to grow and expand, look for market analysis data, because they're trying to, you know, think about which direction they want to do, or, and then there's other people that are, you know, wanting to move, or, I mean, there is this energy happening. So any ideas continue to support these efforts are welcome. So should I add that then? I wait for tree business code. So Russell, to your point, and to all of you've all mentioned this, maybe something about co-working or office space, the importance of it, just making sure that's somewhere in the deep, in the loop, sounds like.
Yeah. I'm addressing the co-working bar and that, like I have a business, I'm trying to move into the building line and what the code will allow it. It was the process that are getting them to report on a certain time between then and meeting.
And that's another good point about this code. I know who you're talking about, and that was not a good process. It was just it's again something we can work with planning on making a recommendation on a use, making it easier for a change of use. Or yeah, Russell, we need you on that Highway 43 because
we'll be suggesting all the codes. So
yes, yeah, exactly. And maybe we could have if you. I'll make sure to, I mean, Chris and I meet weekly or every other week to talk about this project and it's moving along, but if I can keep feeding in this economic development piece, whether it's positive or complaint or whatever, it's just, that's helpful because often, and I love you planning, they're just working in their offices and I'm not out on the street hearing things and what's going on. They're just going off of, you know, data and research, but if we can get the community involved too.
The concern over at Bolton and this is my concern too about more office space. This maybe is more realtors and then more lawyers. Most of the office space has felt like it's being paid up by those two main people currently.
Oh, co-working, I think of differently.
Co-working's very different.
But I hear what you're saying.
That's why I think like co-working, I'm all for it. Even like the idea of a shared arts space is like, super cool. Like there's a lot of, it's like industrial work that can, you know, fall into that. So, but if we set it up for the realtors and lawyers to come in, I think they could price out the other people pretty easily.
Interesting. I wonder if we can control that at all.
I don't know. That's my concern.
Yeah.
Off the bat is, and that's what we talked about down in Bolton.
Yeah.
Is, oh, that place is up for lease again. We're making. Actually, right outside of Central Village, they're going to have, they're constructing over by Bob McCarthy's house. That's more people. So anyway, it's like very strong. But there's the bottom half, it's going to be businesses, upper half is going to be rentals. And it's like, what's going to go in the bottom half? And we all adamantly believe it's going to be lawyers and realtors. So
yeah, I don't know how that's an incentive. Like I don't know. It's a good point though, whether you can advocate for certain types of industries or
you want someone to pay the rent.
So
unfortunately lawyers
unless we
you can say if you change the code, because we did discuss this at Main Street. Change the code to retail only,
right,
and not office,
right,
then they couldn't go in there, because we had an issue with lots of doctors or med spas, and that's what we have on Main Street. All
there's no retail
aesthetics
shops.
And we have no retail, but no one was really willing to change the code at city leadership at that time about not allowing office space and the
stuff.
Yeah, I hate saying it like that, but I don't know how to say it otherwise. Yeah.
Yes, okay, I think that that plays into this. I think it's good working on the, thinking about the longer vision of exactly like what.
Who do you want to attract to those spaces?
So if you allow office, then you can't say, it can't be a realtor or a lawyer.
Right, right. Or insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Get a jab, you got a jab at the other realtor. Get a jab at Russell.
That's right, Russell's insurance, so, that's right, we all take over the spaces. Anyways, most realtors I know work from home, so it's not.
And that's the other thing too, I mean, there's, you know, that predicted bubble that, you know, like first, anytime, is what they're always are saying. I'm just saying that it's fun, I don't necessarily believe or this sway it, but that's the concern is, a commercial, space bubble.
And I think that will swing back. I know a lot of the bigger companies have started requiring people to come back into the office. So I think we're gonna see that shift back.
Yeah.
To needing office space at some point, but.
But again, I go back to tourism, because if, again, if you have someplace like the Falls, or you're gonna bring a bunch of tourists in, it would make sense for all of those shops be retail.
It would make so much more sense. It doesn't make any sense.
The retailers to come to West Lynn, they have very limited customers.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for retail to make it in West Lynn because they don't have enough customers.
Yes.
And that's why, again, we need people from outside of the area to fit for a small business to survive.
Yeah.
In West
Lynn. You need a great chocolatier that she could not make her business go. And it was amazing that there wasn't enough of a base to make it go. So I see, yeah.
And even Moonstruck couldn't make it go into the
brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would like to continue to work with the chamber on these some tourism strategies around, like, especially as we see these developments with like the waterfront plan and these, you know, amphitheaters or these public, these, it's all sort of focused on nature and tourism is like, and how to integrate that with mm-hmm. our existing businesses, whether it's, creating, I don't know, collaborative like coupons or maps. I think of, like maps and other things need to, because a lot of people say, well, what is the tourism in West Lynn? But I think that's where we need to get this little workforce together and make sure Parks is involved and historical Emmett is doing a lot too, but if we can think about it on a bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I would love
to get, what is our
more CAGs working with each other. So work with Parks, or like you have the idea of the art, like a shared arts studio, if you work with the Arts Commission and come mm-hmm. up with a place for a shared arts. We need it maybe in the new police station. I know they're gonna have some extra space.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting because they had that art. What was it? It was a collective art night where you could go and visit all these studios. And that what we learned about on the mixer. Yes.
I know, months ago.
Yeah. And it was primarily the studios that were in Lake Oswego. I think there were 4 in West Lynn. And I didn't even know they existed.
Yeah.
I think it's in people's houses.
You're all the
right. And they needed that. Versus in a retail space or in a space, I love those collective areas where you can
You can share like one table saw for 16 different people, you know, so they have everything that they need, and then you can also sell stuff as well.
Yeah.
So
I think something that would be beneficial, I mean, they're often hard to get a lot of results, but if we could, I think I'd survey at some point as we see these things develop out of these long range planning funds is to do a survey that's a little bit more specific about what people want and see the thing. Because now we have a little bit more of the relationships. I mean, like we have this Highway 43 connectivity, we have the synergy happening with the planning department. And I think we could work on that next year too. Or at some points, in like finding out what it is that people want. And that kind of goes to the home-based business thing. I would like to continue to find a way to support them. I found that the economic development coordinator who was here like 10 years ago actually came upon an email that had his goals. This is 2013, and they had hired a consultant. It was Chris Kerr, and they had hired a consultant. I should read it to you at some point because it has like a lot of the same things that were. It was like,
we're still working on it.
We're still working on, but it was kind of cool. It was like, oh, we were on the same page. It was find a way to support small businesses, do a business resource center, do a, I wonder if I have it somewhere. Anyhow, I also think too, Lake Oswego and Westland, that we do all this stuff together, and I think it's helpful, but I also think it could be cool to come up with a new name for both of them, because it's a tourism. If someone like me who likes to go to different nursery events or art events and go on trails, it would be cool to come up with like a new name that branded sort of this corner, or separate. Not just, I think we need Lake Oswego in some ways, like Chitrine does a lot from the chamber with the Business Recovery Center there together. But long term, you know, we want to have our own identity, or we want sort of like the way the nurseries in Canby, Aurora, Malal, they're the Cascade Nursery Trail, and mm-hmm. they have their own events, and I go to all of them, and I kind of loop around. I'm not thinking, oh, I'm in Westland, I'm in Lake Oswego, like you're saying, but if yeah. we could call it the...
Is that a name for like a wine? Over here, the Willamette wine.
There was like a farmland somewhere we have here, but I think that would be something with the branding. I mean, I like branding and marketing. I think that's something that somebody would think of.
Christmas tree farms.
Yeah.
All right. We've got 20 minutes left. Do you feel like you have enough kind of?
So let me just quickly, do you guys agree? Are you on board with, I mean, I just basically went through our agendas and added the accomplishments mm-hmm. there. And if you want to email me, I'm going to be finalizing this next week. So I'll send out a revised draft. The challenges, I think, are pretty, I've got what Shannon said, got what Tanner said. If you come up with anything, let me know. The one question I have just before we move on is, would you like to continue to work on this hotel? What I did find out from Caitlin, and I think this was said at the meeting, there is a transient lodging tax in the code that they haven't really implemented yet, but they're, do you want to keep a piece of this related to hotels or what you're saying? Like, I think even Airbnbs can be taxed.
If they have a license, they can collect tax on them.
So I didn't know if we wanted to.
Prohibitive.
So maybe it's more code stuff that's going
to
be helpful.
I mean, I think that needs to be addressed.
I tried to address it when we were looking at the middle housing, and we were hinting about the code for Airbnbs, and
would that be more us though, or I think
code is all done through planning, but we can make recommendations.
And I'm working on the ADU space still, I believe.
They are. And that's the piece that kind of came through the planning for the middle housing, was they were loosening the requirement to put, it was getting easier to have an ADU,
good.
But it wasn't really translating to them.
And I think that just passed, but now we are getting permits for ADUs.
Yes.
Okay. Let's revisit this. I feel like I need to kind of take a whole meeting for us to like talk about code, and maybe I bring a planner and we kind of have a little work session on it.
Chris, he knows all about conversations on code.
Yeah.
We've had many, so okay.
If you think of anything, please email me, and I'll add, I'm going to keep Highway 43 Business Support Coalition group going, because I'd like to do another event around that. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, just really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, can I read one thing? Can I read John Carter's email just so I don't forget? It just relates to the report. So he just wanted to say, I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season and new year. My hope is that after the new year, we can come together and take an audit of what has worked well, what hasn't, and look at ways we can make a more tangible impact for our work, whether it's going back to the city council and looking at how we can align more deliberately with their goals, looking at the structure of the committee itself, or how often we come together. I think we need to find ways to ensure our work is valuable and a good use of everyone's time. So we are going to need to have a new chair. Fannin's reapplied to come back. Tanner's reapplied. I don't know when council is making appointments. There are some new people that have applied, but we will reappoint a chair in January, probably. And so if you have any thoughts on that, I think the group will vote on it. But I was talking to Josh about whether he would be interested, and he's open to it. But I think he's mentioned before, I think one of the challenges, and I might add this too, is just what the focus is and wanting there to be a value. You know, I don't want to waste people's time. Yeah. So if we can meet every other month, or if there's some things that we can do via email, that's helpful. Or if we have a longer meeting, I don't know. I think that's just something that should be continued to be a discussion. And if we need to go to council, we could talk to Councilor Groner about it at some point too. You know, I think that there's, I just like wanted to work for the city. I wanted to be what's best for the city. So.
Okay, so I have been going to the community roundtable, and it's just Clackamas County EDC kind of disbanded, and now they've regrouped in a slightly different way. And you weren't able to go, so I've been attending the meetings. They canceled the ones for this month, so so there won't be any for this month, but. The one thing they talked about, and Chatrine is heading this up, and this is
for a pretty small one, so.
No, and I don't know if Leo can see it. Russell definitely can't, but so it's through Westland primarily, plus Chatrine. So it is a small business summit. It's going to be on January 17th. It's all day long, I think from 9 to 4, 8 to 4. But I think the workshops are from 9 to 4. And the cost, if you have a business in Westland, Wilsonville, Lake Oswego, and then some of the ones more on the west side, like Sherwood, Newburgh. It's only $25 to attend, and anyone else is $65. So it's still a good deal, $65. So I think this is fantastic. So if you know of businesses, so definitely one that I'm planning to attend.
I took the screen sharing to the QR code there.
Yes.
Try.
Yeah.
Well, they agreed.
Which is hard. But maybe you only go to the, you know, they don't, they haven't published the workshops yet. I'm hoping they'll do that soon, because that's in 2 weeks.
I just have what to expect.
Yes. So it basically, it's hands-on experience learning how to implement the latest tools and techniques in your business operations. So
it sounds like there's a question and answer session too.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some panels. There's going to be information on marketing, you know, just the different tools. This is supported by the Small Business Development Center. And this is piggybacking on what we've been talking about, is we want to bring more workshops specifically to Westland. But at least this is Wilsonville, so it's a little bit closer.
Maybe we need a convention center with all our other stuff.
Yes, we have that virtual one that I took at the from the Small Business Center too. That was really good.
Well, I was also thinking Chatrine is doing amazing. She puts together these different ones, and it might be good to continue to have her come and then also piggyback with her instead of trying to go off course and do my own thing with you guys. It's also really important to make sure that I'm talking to Rebecca from Historic Willamette and Chatrine too, to see what they've got in the pipeline, and then we can just amplify them up too, you know.
Yes, and there is a website. This is where you can register, Small Business Success Summit.
org.
So if you want to take a picture of this, and the QR code will take you there. I believe there is a flyer.
Yes,
I
see.
I can forward. So Chatrine just sent me this today at 2:17. So I was going to do newsletter this week, but I'll have to be next week because I work close tomorrow. But I can forward this to you.
Well, she wanted the BRC members to be able to sign up first.
They had a special code. It was through the BRC, and I think the code is now gone, but there are scholarships available. to get the discount, so.
So can I now post this on?
It just, when I went onto it, it said if you live in this zip code and have a business, this is the code.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll forward this to you, Shannon.
Okay.
From Citrine, and then ask her to, you can talk.
Yeah, because I would love to start, I mean, I did post it on the Spark Brown Table page, but I didn't post it anywhere else until Citrine said I could.
Yeah, I think she just wanted to get it out in her circles first, maybe.
Sure, makes sense.
Yeah.
She also wants people to attend.
Yeah.
So Westland local business page is mostly Westland business.
Yes, except for the strength banners, the vent cleaners. Yeah, so so just sharing about that, hopefully I'll be able to report on it at our next, or that be right beforehand.
Let's see.
It will have. No, January 17th is the day before, so we're, oh no, it will not have happened, because we're meeting on the 11th in January, so.
Wait, we are? Okay.
We meet on the 2nd.
That's awesome, I'm just surprised you guys are like so prepared with it.
Just have it on my.
I will say that they tend to cancel January meetings.
Yeah.
Because I read this fun fact, I won't be on. Well, if they can't, they haven't.
Fair enough.
Tomorrow, usually in January.
Okay.
So we may not even have a meeting.
I have to, I potentially go, I have aging parents back east, and my mom, I don't know if I mentioned she had fallen and broken 7 ribs, but she has a pending surgery, not like anyone needs all my personal, but I might need to take time to go back and help her. But I can still try to find a colleague to run the meeting. The other thing is, I know you don't want to be chair, but you're, all of you now are very experienced with the group, is if we can find a way to do it all remotely at some point and have Lynn just start the recording, then I don't necessarily need to, you know what I mean? If there's a project that working on.
Okay.
Anyhow, we'll stay in touch about that. Councilor Groner, did you have anything you wanted to say after hearing all of our stories?
Well, I appreciate the work you've all done. It's a lot of prejudice. In terms of branding, I really think the tree city identification of West Plains is kind of insipid. I'm sure we have the Willamette Falls city. That's it.
Say that again, just one more time, so it's more clear over the phone. Something about.
He isn't like tree city.
Westland being called the tree city.
Mm-hmm.
Cities. I used to live in Poughkeepsie. It was called the City of Trees. And really uniquely identify us. But something the time goes to the falls.
Okay.
I like that idea too.
Well, that kind of runs us into the, we kind of already discussed some, but is there anything else talking about the wayfaring and branding project?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked a little bit.
So originally we wanted.
Oh yeah.
Fun, colorful signs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those got shot down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I think they are talking about.
So who's talking about that?
This is what Public Works. This is exactly what they're talking about. This is what our signs will look like.
I think this is my, we're kind of starting fresh, so I think there's opportunity, and I think that my opinion is that the long range planning project should be developed a little bit more, so we understand what our little new districts and corridors are, because we could do, I think, something. Things need to have whimsy and names.
Well, we were trying to make it
as a tourist thing.
Because we wanted it just for historical land, and the grant was just for historical land.
Yeah.
And that's when Public Works said, nope, got to be so that it could be anywhere in the city and have the same sign.
So
I guess to answer your question, Shannon, if you guys have any, I mean, we're not there yet. We haven't even had our first meeting with stakeholders, but if there's any thoughts on, I mean, you've already shared some that are helpful, like who should be involved? I mean, I kind of have a sense of the stakeholders, parks, public works, you know, for some people.
So if I'm understanding correctly, we had a grant but lost it because it wasn't used. Money was not used. So now we have a similar grant or the same grants, but this is more citywide versus.
Yes.
Farming. Okay.
And the money will be used to hire a consultant to, so some of the questions we're asking are going to be answered in a consultant's project. But I would probably help with outreach. It just depends on how much money they need for what. But I think after the plan is drafted, that's where we could try to find a grant through Metro or something else to implement the signage. I know there's other parks and other projects all around the area that have done really cool signage. The Environmental Learning Center, the community college where I used to work.
Or the guy in Portland who's repurposing the, what's the ice skating place next to the Lloyd Center?
Oh, the Lloyd Center.
The Lloyd Center, thank you. Yeah. He's repurposing the Lloyd Center.
Yes.
With all his signs, that guy.
Well, I don't know about the signs, but I actually, that's a really cool project. And I think it's a very forward thinking way to think about malls and things like that. I do think that strip malls with restaurants, we don't have the brain focus to even like see what's going on. So right. I would have involved the signage thing. I think there needs to be like, I don't know him, but I'm curious if you could send me a link or something.
Yeah, I think he's like the Portland sign guy. He's the one who made all the snail and sloth.
Oh, interesting.
Things.
Did you guys know that the Flanders Bridge actually has Ned Flanders from The Simpsons on it? I didn't know either.
That's funny.
But anyhow, we created
Portland.
No trees. I mean, trees are important, but they're like you're saying, counselor. It's not.
All of Oregon has trees.
Yeah.
So
where the city at?
I don't know.
I like the idea of doing something with the falls, especially as that starts being built. I think that will become a big part of our identity.
Hopefully, yeah. Focus on it.
Yeah.
Right
now, it's there, but it's not really something you can brag about very much.
No.
Like, look at the fall. Don't look that way.
Yeah. Don't crash. Don't go up.
Yeah. So that's a time to come along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Any items of interest from any EDC members?
So I just got an email today that Mountain's having another tourism type grant that's only eligible to cities and a minimum amount is $25,000.
Is this the strategic investment SIF?
Yes. So I don't know if you guys can come up with a project.
We are actually working. So Shatrine and I had a meeting about that, and we're meeting with the new parks director. That application is due in April, but we are trying to scheme something. I don't know if you have to be very, not shovel ready is the right way, but I don't know if there's anything that we could be eligible for.
Well,
but
they're working with parks. I mean, they have that new kayak.
There's a lot of
design. Right?
I can bring that.
There's that whole trail, the waterfront trail that's supposed to connect Willamette Park all the way to the bridge.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I should have the parks director come to a meeting, but maybe I'll bring that criteria to you guys to review to just get your brains going. The application is due in April. All
right.
And then I was on some kind of, I don't even know what it was. Tell me what it was. But one of the things they said was, and then this kind of gets back to the waterfront development or the 43 development, because the state has told us we can't have parking anymore for housing. not necessarily for businesses, so we can still have parking requirements for businesses. We don't in like Willamette. So there's a move to try to push transit on people and not have parking spaces, right? Well, we have no transit. So the webinar I was on said one parking spot means $20,000 in revenue to the local businesses. So again, when you start looking at the code for the waterfront, it's going to be important that we do have parking as much as they're going to want to not. Given the waterfront planning, they're trying to not have you have parking.
Don't have a parking spot.
So if economic development can push for parking.
I got you, sister.
It means $20,000 for the businesses.
It's true. Because if you can't stop, then you just don't go in.
Right. Anything else?
That was all.
Anyone else have?
I have one little thing.
Yes.
Can we discuss at the beginning of next year meeting once a month? Because I feel like it's not working. I mean, maybe we do meet like less for longer, or I mean, if we have meetings that are canceling, we're kind of almost already meeting. You know what I mean? I just think it's worth discussing.
So you just said meeting once a month, not meeting.
Not meeting once a month. Yeah, maybe meeting bi-monthly for longer.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already, how many did we miss? Because sunlight got us, we didn't go out of town or whatever, but I just think it's worth discussing. Yeah. Maybe not meeting every month, maybe meeting by
for certain periods of the time.
Yeah.
Often cancel during the summer.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know. I think it's just worth.
Yeah.
I personally would rather come for a longer time, less days.
The other thing that's in the code, and maybe I will send this to you. I know that Kathy Monsky is revising part of the community advisory group manual, but that we are in the code, it says we can meet as needed. There's no mandatory.
Yeah.
It's so if there isn't, and my boss has often said, well, if there's nothing to advise on, then you don't need to meet. So I do think it's, when you look at everything, it's like, okay, this didn't need 12 meetings, and it didn't take 12 meetings, and it wasn't a lot of new projects or so. I think too, like quarterly, and it's a big day, not a day trip, but I see what you're saying. It's like, let's just,
yeah, and maybe really focus on one thing. Like, this meeting is really focusing on this project. Or,
yeah, I also can do some stuff via email, so updates and things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And just go via email, and then if we're, but I think
that is fear in my brain every time I get
response. Shannon will not let me.
I did. I'm like. No, I
don't.
I'm like, I'm ready for this one. That's what I taught myself. And
I BCC everybody.
And I think there is some benefits to continuity. And so I would rather have it planned versus cancel.
Yes.
At the last minute, because if there's public planning to attend, want to make sure that is communicated and there's been consistency.
And maybe we have a focus for each meeting.
Yeah,
I've talked about that where we can also have not necessarily subcommittees, but if some people are more invested and they want to come to every meeting, that's fine. We just have to have a quorum, or we meet as needed and we talk about, like, we could break up the goals into three different things and just say, hey, I mean, I feel like it'd be more effective to have a certain people just working on tourism and just going with that, and then being like, okay, these are the business support people and you're going to help me build an incentive program. Because sometimes I feel like when we all come together, it's no one's fault, it's just not as focused.
Yeah.
But or like even just tonight we just talked about the report and I was like, oh, that's, you can talk about it. There's a lot of different items. Yeah. Just talk about one thing.
Have you seen them as well?
And then if there's someone who needs to be invited, like Katrine or someone from Pinnacle.
If I have notice, I can also schedule if I have a quorum, I can schedule and say, hey, can we all hop on the WebEx and talk about it? That I think is what Josh Turner said. Let's reimagine.
I think so too. That's why I can move on to that. And we're creating that identity.
Yeah.
Maybe we can be better.
Yeah.
Important. I don't think it's worth meeting just.
But I think yeah, being creative and also maybe putting the same types of things on one agenda.
I think we do well when we focus on one thing.
Like the finance meeting was good.
I think we do well when we can spend the entire time going over one report or. That's my two cents.
And then if something comes up too, we can also call a meeting and say, hey, like, can we have a session related to the waterfront plan and code? I mean, but I do think for people's calendars, it's good to kind of keep that same, but.
So maybe.
Maybe every other one is optional.
I mean, we could.
Keep it tentative.
Well, we can put a schedule in January. These are the times we're gonna meet for the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could set it way ahead of time. I think we can, figure it out.
Okay.
That's what everyone decides to do.
And I would agree that maybe a challenge is general bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
We've discussed that multiple times, so it's when we're putting energy into multiple things and we're like, well, this goes for that.
I sort of feel like that is almost like having even just the three different calories is almost not too much, but it's sort of like, I mean, I feel it in my own position. And that's where I'm meeting with my supervisor to discuss the job description, actually like try to say, okay, this is what percentage of time I'm doing this, this and this. And then getting some direction on what is the priority. I mean, I would love to just pick, yeah, like three things. That's the, at least that you work on with, you know, with me. And that's the other thing too, is it can, I start to get excited about all the ideas that come together with the group and that can like take me off track. And then I get back in the office like, oh, you actually need to work on this.
You're supposed to be.
Right, right.
Okay, does anyone else, Russell or Leo, does anyone else have any items of interest? I know we've gone over a few minutes. We started late.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, let's adjourn. And thank you to Leo for your patience and Russell as well.
Happy holidays.
I won't see you, everybody.
Well, I'll probably, maybe I'll come by and get some.
There you go.